We are up to Simin Shin Nun Tes. We'll be doing that as well as the first Sif of Simin Shin Samach. Shin Nun Tes Rechova Shacharei Habatim. Now here there's a Bir Halacha that we'll get back to as well, but the Bir Halacha as well as the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning talks about the fact that there are several different forms of the Chazal's Halachas of Karmelis. We have a Karmelis, which is simply a large open area that is not enclosed at all. It's just that you don't have the public walking there, so we wouldn't call it a Rishus HaRabim. The example they have is this big plateau, this big open area. There's no fence around it. It would have been a Rishus HaRabim because it's huge. It's just that people don't happen to walk there. So that's one form of a Karmelis, where Midaraisa, that's neither a Rishus HaRabim nor a Rishus HaYochid. You're allowed to carry in it, you're allowed to carry to it, you're allowed to carry from it. The Rabbanan gave it a din whereby you cannot carry from it to a Rishus HaYochid or a Rishus HaRabim, and you cannot carry Dalet Amos within it. That's a Karmelis. Then there's a Karfif. A Karfif is a big open area that's enclosed. It's an area that's larger than Sasayim, but it's enclosed. It just wasn't enclosed for the sake of people dwelling in it. There, Midaraisa, it is a Rishus HaYochid. It's got four walls. Midaraisa, it's a Rishus HaYochid. The Rabbanon gave it the dinim of Karmelis if it was enclosed for something other than dwelling. Something that is as large as Sasayim, Chazal said, has to have a fence around it for the sake of people living there, so that you'd have to have a house in it, or it has to be open to a house before you build the walls, before you enclose it. Aside from that, there's the union of a chotzer. A chotzer is a regular Rishus HaYochid. And then there's a Rechova Shachurei Habatim. What is a Rechova Shachurei Habatim? In front of the houses, they had a chotzer, and behind the houses, they had a rechava. The area in front of the houses, they did all their work in. That was the chotzer. In fact, the idea of the way our houses look today is not at all what theirs used to be like. Most people did not have a kitchen. The kitchen was the chotzer. They did all of their cooking in the chotzer. If they had an oven or a stove, that was all in the chotzer, it was not inside the house, generally speaking. So they lived in the chotzer. The Rechava Shachorei Abatim, that was more used for storage. That wasn't used for living in. That was not really part of the house. So here it says, Rechava Shachorei Abatim, Yisera al Beis Sasayim. If you have a Rechava that is larger than Beis Sasayim, and it was not enclosed for the sake of deer. What would the case be? That first you enclosed it, and then you only made an opening from the house to it later. But at the time you enclosed it, there was no door going from the house to the rechava. So the halach is a metaltlin ba ela ba arba amis. You can only carry in four amis. This is a case of, it has the halachis of Durabonon, the same halach as a karfif al yesra beis asayim, where it's not hukaf ladira, it gets a din of a karmelis. V'imposach lapesa mi beiso v'achakech hakifa, whereas if you first open the door there, when you built your house, you open the door to it, and then you enclosed it, that's called hukaf ladira. Afilim yesh gorin beinola bayis, even if you have this big storehouse of grain, you have a granary sitting in it, and it is between the house and the rest of the rechava. So one could easily have said the reason I made the door was for the sake of accessing the granary. Nevertheless, we consider the entire area hukaf ladira. Have a heck of ladira. Says the Ramah, Hago, ma sheinonu nisarim letavla b'chatzer shachari abate, mishun bizman hazeh, stomon mukafim ladira, kamoshin izbar liel gabi karfif. The Ramah says that in our parts, the chotzer behind the house has the same use as the chotzer in front of the house. It's hukaf ladira, and there's no real problem. Now, what's the halacha in a rechava she'achorei abatim that is not sosayim? So the halacha is that you're allowed to carry in it because it doesn't have to be hukaf ladira, and you're also allowed to carry from it to the house and the house to it because it's not considered a rishus on its own. It's only when it's yeser mibeis asayim that we consider it a rishus on its own. Now the bir halacha here goes into the differences between the different kinds of caramelists, as we saw. We said once again, a caramelist, the standard caramelist, is a large open area that is unenclosed. It's just that the rabbim don't go there, so it's not a rishus harab midaraisa. Midrabbanan, it gets the chumris of both. A karfif, we said, was a rishus hayochid daraisa. It's just that if it's more than sasayim, Chazal gave it the din of a caramelist. Now, you are allowed to carry from a karfif to a caramelist within four amas. That means a karfif that was not hukuf ladira and a caramelist both have a halacha that you cannot carry dalaras amas in them. You are allowed to carry from a karfif to a caramelist or a caramelist to a karfif, since midrabbanan they are both considered caramelists. So you're allowed to carry from one kind of caramelist to another kind of caramelist. Now, what happens if you have a karfif that is exactly sasayim and not hukaf ladira? So the halacha is, if it's not hukaf, the only time we require that it be hukaf ladira is if it's larger than sasayim. What if it's just sasayim? So the halacha is you're allowed to carry in it. However, the Mishnah Brewer writes that you cannot carry from it into the bayis. You can carry from it to a chotzer, but you cannot carry from it into a house. The Chaznish argues on this and says that it's mutter. He brings from Rishonim that a karfif that is not more than sasayim, it's exactly sasayim, you're allowed to carry from it mamish into your house. Now, of course, if you are makifit ledira, if first you open the house to it and then you put a fence around it, of course you can carry from it to the house, from the house to it. Now we get to the din of Rechava. A Rechava that was hukaf ledira. So there the halacha is you can carry from it to the house, from the house to it, no problem. What happens if it's exactly a beis sasayim in the case of a Rechava? So unlike the karfif, here even the Mishnah Brewer is moda that you're allowed to carry from it into the house. So the machlokas we have between the Chaznish and the Mishnah Brewer is only in a karfif and not in a rechava shachori abatim. The rechava shachori abatim, unless it's bigger than Beis Asayim, the Mishnah Brewer says that you can always carry from it to the house, from the house to it. Shin Samach. Din Hekef Mechitzas L'Shabbos. Now up until now we've been talking about the din of a karfif, that a karfif, evil, although the karfif is enclosed, if it is not enclosed, the shem dira, the mechitzas don't work. Now we get another chiddush in a karfif, and that is that the mechitzas that has to have to be mechitzas that are a little better than regular mechitzas. Mechitzas gruas don't work. Let's see what the mechaber says. Yochid sheshovas b'bika, an individual that was shoves in a bika. Meaning, he decides to make Shabbos in a place that's a karmelist. V'hikif mechitzes gruus. And he surrounded himself by poor walls. Kagon shesi below erev or erev below shesi. These walls are made, say, of either strings that where one is parallel to the next, so that these are horizontal, or little poles that are verticals, a fence of posts. But they're not in both directions. They're only in one direction. Atzasayim mutur letaltel bekulo, misasayim ve'eloch ein metaltelim bo'elo bedalid. The halachi is that if you do not have real mechitzis, you only have mechitzis gruis, which is shesi or erev, they do not work for an area that is larger than sasayim, and then you couldn't carry in them. Now, if it's just sasayim, you still can carry. It's only when it's more sasayim, it's sasayim ve'eloch ha'metaltelim. But at sasayim, in the Mishnah Brura says, and ad bechlal, you are allowed to. V'chein adim inheim shnayim, the same goes for two people, the same halacha. Now, the Mechaber said bika, the Mishnah Brura says this is a halacha everywhere. The reason it says bika is because I would have thought that Chazal would be meikol here, because in a bika, where are you going to find yourself real mechitzas? It's difficult. Kamash Malon, that even their Chazal were Mekel. But in the Yishuv, it's the same halacha. However, the Imhem Gimel Yisraelim, what happens if there are three Jews, Chashuvim Keshayora? If it's three Jews together, they have a din of a Shayora. a shayara, a caravan of people traveling together. Chazal were makel in a shayara. Chazal wanted to be makel on travelers, that when they stop somewhere for Shabbos, it should be possible for them to go cordon off a large area and make it into a place that you can carry in. So once you have three people, they gave it a shame, shayara. It's called a group of people traveling. Umuter letaltel bekulo afilu hu gadol harbe. So the halacha is, Chazal said, any area, as large as it may be, so long as it is in use for those three people, that is fine. So for an individual, the halacha is mechitzas, gruas are not good unless it's sasayim or less. When you're dealing with three people together, even an area that's larger than Sasayim, provided that you don't have an area of Sasayim that is unused. Then that'll ruin it, and you cannot carry in any of the area that is surrounded there, that is enclosed, outside four Amos. Says the Mechaber now, Bamed Varma Murin, Kshekefo Yoser Al Sheish Soyim. That's only if the hekif is more than six soin. Avalim loeki for yosra sheish soin, afal pishesh sosayim ponui, kevin shein gimel mutter. The mechaber shita is that you give alpayim for each of the three, and if sachak, you give a sosayim for each of the three, and if at the end you have an area that is not larger than six soin, even though there's lots of open space there that's unused, it will be good. Now, the Taz says that many Rishonim are cholik on this halacha, and one should really not be somach on it. Hagah, says the Ramah, Ein Yehudi ein mitzdarf l'shayara, v'yesh omrim dehu adin katan ein mitzdarf. You need three adult Jews to be considered a shayara. Now, there's something the Mishtabur doesn't say, but it has to be pointed out. Mechitzas geruis means a mechitza that's only either posts or strings, but it's only in one direction. What you need is a mechitza that's crisscross in both directions. What's with the Tzuras HaPesach? Whenever we make an erev, we use Tzuras HaPesach. Why is that not a mechitza geruah? And the halach is a Tzuras HaPesach works for an area that's larger than society. So why is the Tzuras HaPesach not good enough? Now, why can't the Tzuras HaPesach work? So the truth is that if you're dealing with a karfif, we already said that a karfif will ruin the Erev, even if you have real mechitzas around it. But let's say these people, what if they would have made a Tzuras HaPesach around there? Would that have worked? And the answer is that a Tzuras HaPesach is not a mechitza gerua. A Tzuras HaPesach is a doorway. The fact that you have a door frame with your Tzuras HaPesach, that's a good mechitza. It's only when you're trying to make mechitzas, you're not making doorways, you're making walls. A one-sided, a one-directional mechitza, that it's only posts, or it's only verticals or only horizontals, but not both, that's a bad wall, that's a poor wall. But a Tzuras HaPesach is a fine wall. It just will not have a halacha of hekif ledira if you have a karfif in the middle of it that's not made for living in it whatsoever.